Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you won't want to miss what's happening in Atlantic this Thursday evening, and we have a person here to visit with us about that, and that's Stacy Luke. Good morning to you, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy, Thursday night in Atlantic. Well, we hope a lot of Thursday nights are special, but this one is really special because there's three great things going on. And I guess I'm going to have you start with, it's sort of the start of Crazy Days.
Yes, it is the start of our Crazy Days. Some businesses will be starting their bargains as early as that Thursday and will continue through Saturday. And here at the Nest Egg, we are starting our big bang on that Thursday night. So we invite everybody to come to Atlantic and, you know, check your favorite store for what hours they're doing. It'll be on the radio and in the newspaper. So we'd like everyone to come down, and lots of things to do in Atlantic.
You bet. And so, and we'll come back a little bit to that, Stacy, but also going on, and this has been going on for a couple of years, is that third Thursday night concert in the Atlantic City Park. And, you know, there's been a couple of hundred people up there. I don't know if you've had people come down to the store because they've been up at the park.
Yeah, I've heard good things, and I know I spoke with Megan, and she said the crowd in June was really, really good. So hopefully that's something that the whole community can build on, and it's a good thing to come to Atlantic for.
And this Thursday night, hey, you need to get out of your store for at least 2 minutes and walk up the street, or maybe open your door. Maybe you can hear it. I understand, and these people have been recommended, it's a bell choir. Now, what do you think of when you think bell choir?
The church.
Yeah, absolutely. But I understand this is not church bell choir. They play Lady Gaga, which is probably not high on my list, but Broadway tunes and so on. Can you even imagine, Stacy?
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. So I think people should come and just check that out. It's a group from Omaha, and as I say, people who've heard it recommended it, and that's why they are coming. And so every night, those three Thursday nights, June, July, and August, is a different kind of music, and this one should appeal, I think, to lots and lots of people. And, of course, we need to have people bring their blankets in there or their chairs or whatever and hope for great weather. As you said, June, the weather was wonderful. That always helps people get out.
Yes, it does. The weather really plays a part in everything. So let's hope for a perfect evening.
You bet. And then the other thing that started last year along with the concert was the produce in the park at the same time. Well, Stacy, that's really expanded this year, too. And when you work on Thursday night, you probably don't get to get up there and see what's going on. But you could come up and have your supper if you get a minute away. And like I say, this Thursday night, that might not work for you. But the Cass County cattle producers will be there along with the downtowner to provide a meal. And also, Sweet Joy Shop is making those orange joyous drinks. Am I making you hungry a little bit?
A little bit, and it's a little early in the morning.
Yeah, it is. And that's just kind of the beginning of your meal. We're going to also have two chefs who are making up stuff for you to taste. One will be, I think, a lot of veggies that, of course, you can buy. And then, of course, you can buy the produce in the park from those vendors. And lots of fresh produce, lots of good things up there right now. This is a great season. Are you a gardener at all, Stacy?
A few flowers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's where people have gone is the flowers. But we have some folks that are coming back to the veggies, and they are great. Right now, I think there's going to be, of course, still some greens, maybe still some rhubarb. I know there'll be beets and some onions and probably some peas. I don't know. It just goes on and on. And then, Stacy, we've added some other things in the park along with the produce. And we have even somebody coming from who is used to be an Atlantic resident, is now lives in Missouri, but is coming back with those kids' activity quilts. Are you familiar with those, Stacy?
No, I'm really not. Can you tell us more about me? Can you tell me more about that?
Well, you lay it on, I guess, the ground, the floor, whatever, and the kids can play games on it. There's paths to drive their cars, and I'm not sure what all, but people need to check that out. You could buy a birdhouse. You could buy a number of locally produced things. So it's you got to come and check that out because it's different. That's different than it's been in the past.
Yes, it is. I think they've added some really, really good events to make it a bigger, better event for Atlantic.
And we're hoping, you know, maybe that will just kind of say to people, hey, we need to do this. Somehow, music and food and shopping all go together.
Yes, it brings people together, something for everybody.
Yeah, that it's a social event. Sometimes, you know, you run into people you don't see otherwise, so you can come see them in the park. I want to come back and talk just a little more about Crazy Days, because a lot of us remember the old Crazy Days, and of course, things change. And as you said, starts on Thursday night with some of the stores.
Yes, there is some stores that will be starting as early as Thursday, and we at the Nest Egg are having a big 3-hour blast on Thursday night from 4 to 7, lowest discounts of the season. So please take time to see us in addition to coming to the park. And I know as Crazy Days continue, there's going to be a chamber function on Saturday. I believe it's 11 to 1, where they're giving the free hot dog feed with kitty games, and that's going to be downtown this year. So it'll give a little bit of that atmosphere of the way Crazy Days used to be, or that image of how we thought it would used to be. But still, you know, the stores will be having their big bargains and super discounts and end of the season stuff. So just a lot of things to come to Atlantic for 3 days, really, Thursday, yeah, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. And of course, that's this week we're talking about. Just you got to put it on your calendar. Stacy, you have been an active member of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm maybe putting you on the spot, but you know, what do you see as the pros of being a chamber member and what it does for the whole county?
I think it's just important because I think the chamber is the core of your community, and without the Chamber of Commerce, we would not have these events that we've been speaking about this morning. And I think it's just very important. I think it pulls the community together. It shows togetherness. It shows unity. And without those events and without our chamber, I don't think we would be the community that we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just recently, there's a new Atlantic book out, Atlantic Area. It says Atlantic Area at the top. And there are pages of places to visit in Griswold and Oneida and so on around the county. And people, I don't know if you have a supply of those. You need to go to the chamber to get a supply. You should have gotten one in your mail.
Yes, I did get one, yes.
Okay. And it's a little, I don't know, a quarter of an inch thick. It's something that it's not like a piece of paper you just throw away. Hopefully people have kept those, because there's all kinds of listings in there for things to do, places to go, places to stay. And I think, Stacy, that so often, you know, we live here, it's really easy just to not know what's going on right here at home.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think some of the best entertainment's in our backyard, and sometimes we don't realize that.
Do you know how many county parks there are?
I do not.
Most people don't. A lot more than you think. I can't give you exact number, but maybe at least a dozen. Laura Canning could give you that number really easily. But again, they're scattered all over, free things to do. You know, it's a great community to live in, and we want people to come and visit. So again, let's remind people the dates of Crazy Days.
Yes, it would be Thursday, July 18th on that Thursday starting and continuing through the 20th, and the 20th on that Saturday is the big day of Crazy Days, but a lot of businesses are starting early, so please check your advertising.
Okay, and also on the 18th is the concert in the park with the Bell Choir from Omaha, and also lots of good food and other things to look at and perhaps purchase produce in the park on the 18th. And I should especially say that the food is from 5 to 7 and the music is from 6 to 8. So you can come, get your meal, kind of get settled, look around, and still enjoy the music. And what time are most stores closing, or what time are you closing on Thursday night?
We close at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, and our big sale starts at 4. So from 4 to 7 is our big sale on Thursday night.
Okay. So you could come to the sale, still go to the music. But in between there, you got to go get your food, and you'll have time to do that. So we want to thank you very much, Stacy Luke, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference.